half a day's sail southwest of St. Luli's chain, out of sight of all other land, lay St. Vittorius, the island that wasn't on the maps. Tess saw nothing special about it. In fact, it looked utterly dismal. Treeless, bare rock, what meagre soil there was, held in place by spindly, tenacious shrubs. As they sailed along the coast, the Countess pointed out the tin mine, the saltpeter refinery, the smoke-farting chimneys of a dozen other smelters and furnaces. She didn't mention the ditches, stake walls and watchtowers, Tess noted. St. Vittorius looked like a scab on the face of the sea. There were no towns. The island's one hospitable landing, a small harbour fronted by a sprawling castle of burnt brick, came into view. The Avedendron dropped sail at the harbour mouth and signalled the harbour master with flags. Two longboats rowed out to tow her to her berth. Five other ships were already docked, including the sweet Jessia. "What business could they have here?" cried Marga, clamping her hat down with one hand. The wind gusted from all directions in fits and starts. "I can't deny, it really does look like we've followed them." "They'd better not be here to buy bangers," said Tess. Bangers didn't sound like the word the Countess had used, now that she'd said it out loud. Marga laughed, and then laughed again, longer and harder, clutching the ship's railing. She laughed so hard the shoreman stopped heaving the lines to stare at her.
"Bangers!"
she gasped, dabbing her eyes with a lace handkerchief when she could finally speak.
"I assume you mean bombards."
"I evidently don't know what I mean," Tess confessed. "Look to the castle wall," said the Countess. Tess looked. Between each merlin, a cylinder of black iron protruded, like a pig snout. "The bombard, or cannon, is one of the seven deadly devices of St. Lars," said Marga. "Designed for St. Janula's War, but never built. His design was flawed, but Lord Avelli and his technicians have perfected it here in the last few years. Pesavolta is fitting our navy with them." "What do they do?" asked Tess. "They looked like drain spouts."
"They fire projectiles at high velocity, an iron ball or a burst of grape shot. If the castle opened fire on us, they could sink our ship, all these ships, in mere minutes."
Tess felt her stomach clench. If bombards could sink ships, they could kill a world serpent. Marga's idea for stopping the dragons apparently involved making herself capable of killing Capitlutlo. A risky plan, surely. Even if she didn't intend to harm the serpent, hammers had a way of finding nails.
"Napu hates the idea," Marga continued. "But we must be realistic. You saw what the dragons thought they could get away with. Things only get more dangerous as we go south."
"Has the danger increased since last time you were here?" said Tess. That sounded relevant to Queen Glacelda's interests. Marga's brow furrowed slightly.
"There have always been conflicts, but the cannons are new. You don't want to be the only person without a blade when everyone else is carrying one.